Okay, let's start our discussion of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Aleph, where Yirmiyahu in this Perek discusses the bris, the covenant that Am Yisrael made with Bnei Yisrael, and Yirmiyahu says, why don't you keep the covenant? Why don't you keep the bris? Kadosh Baruch Hu will keep his side of the deal if you keep your side of the deal, and that is the topic of the Perek. Towards the end of the Perek is the first time we have explicitly Yirmiyahu talking to Hashem, saying that people wanted to assassinate me. You hinted, and you showed me, and they threatened me, and it's true, and you save me, and please make sure that I am protected, which Hashem promises, and the punishment for those who wanted to kill Yirmiyahu is mentioned as well. So we start off with the parak, Hadavar Asher Haya El Yirmiyahu, the thing, the words that were to Yirmiyahu Me'es Hashem. So this Lashon that Abarbanel picks up on, and already says, though we discussed in the introduction to this Sefer, the parallels between Yirmiyahu and Moshe, there were a number of parallels, but as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was different than all other Nevi'im, though Yirmiyahu was on a very high level, but nobody was like Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is alluding to that fact. Hadavar Asher Haya, that's not a language of directness, says the Abarbanel. It was to Yirmiyahu, but it was in some indirect way, right? We know the Rambam tells us very clearly in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im, and Perek Zion there, the Rambam lists off that Nevuah takes over someone and somebody cannot be physically aware. So when they're having Nevuah, that only applies to other Nevi'im. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, there were the four differences. Number one, Shekola Nevi'im V'chalom O Bimara. All other Nevi'im see some type of dream or vision. U'Moshe Rabbeinu V'hu Arva Omeid. Moshe Rabbeinu is awake. Number two, Kol HaNevi'im Ha'idei Malach, all other Nevi'im see it through some indirect Malach, Lefichach, Roen Mashin, Roen B'mashal V'chida, U'Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Ha'idei Malach, Shene'emar, Peh El Peh Adaber Bo, as we know, it is Hashem, U'tmunas Hashem Yabit, Ein Shal Mashal, El Ro Adav El Buryo, B'lo Chida. And that is number two. Number three, Kol HaNevi'im Yir'in V'niv Holin, U'mis Mogagin, all other Nevi'im are in shock, and they're scared, U'Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Kein. Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Kasha Yidaber Ish Al Re'eyu. Kamosh Ein Adam Nifal L'Shmo Divrei Chaveiro. Kacha Yekoch B'Daitel Shemoshe Rabbeinu. Lav Yidivrei Nevuah. Vu Omid Al Emdo Shalem. And finally, number four, who calls the conversation? Kol HaNevi'im Einem Misnabin B'chol Eis Sheyirtzu. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Kein. Ela Kol Zman Sheyachbots. Ruach HaKodesh Lavashto V'Nevuah Shore Olav. Whenever he wants, Ruach Nevuah is Shore on Moshe Rabbeinu. Venu Tzorach L'Chavin Daitu L'Zdamin La. Shehu Mechuvan U'Mizuman V'Omei. He's always ready. Kamalachei Hasharis. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was different. But that's what the Abarbanel says, is alluded to in this first phrase, Shelo haisa misiba harishona yizbarach mibli emsoi, kamoshe Rabbeinu. But it was just davar elav el yirmiyo, al yidei emsoi kibel hashefa meis Hashem. And even though many times it says, v'yomar Hashem elai lemar, it means, like it says here, it was to Yirmiyo. So what did Yirmiyo hear? Shimu or C. Shimu S. Divrei Habris Hazos. Yirmiyahu was told to tell Bnei Yisrael, listen to this bris. Shimu doesn't only mean listen. We know sometimes the word shimu means accept. Nasev and Ishma means we will hear and we will accept. Right? Vayishmu, when they listened to Yehuda, it says the brothers, Vayishmu, and Unklas there says Vakabilu. They accepted his words. That's what he's saying here. Yirmiyahu is saying, accept the bris. Keep the bris that you've already made. The Radak points out that there were two national covenants that were made. There was one made by Har Sinai, by Nasev and Ishma, Vayikra, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Bazne Ha'am, Vayomer Kol Hashem Dibur Hashem Nasev and Ishma, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Dam, Vayizrach Ava'am, Vinei Dam HaBris, Bris, Asher Kara Hashem Imachem, and then we know that bris was repeated at Arvos Moav right before Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and Arvos was going to kick in, so that was the bris Sinai and the bris Arvos Moav. That is the brisos that are being referred to here. So Shimos Divrei Bris Hazos, listen to this bris, says Yirmiyahu. You already have the agreement. What is the bris that we're going to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is going to have us as an Am Segula. So listen, Shimu Divrei Bris, V'dibartem Elish Yehuda V'Elish Yerushalayim. So really, to be fair, the pasuk is saying that Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, you listen and accept it, and then give it over. V'dibartem Elish Yehuda V'Elish Yerushalayim. Even though we know Yirmiyahu did accept it, and he's going to explain. Explicitly accept it, but one of the Mefarshim says they should get excited about it. Yirmiyahu and all the other Nevi'im at the time, if they feel it and they're overflowing with it, so then they'll be able to give it over. Rav Soloveitchik, in many of his writings, talks about the idea of covenants and britot, and he discusses in one of the articles in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2, the Bris Avos and the Bris Am. Really, the Bris Sinai and the Bris Harvest Moav was a somewhat of a repeat, but before that there was another Bris. Hashem made a Bris with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That was a Bris of individuals. So there was the Bris Avos, as the Gemara also talks about, and the Bris of the nation. What's the difference? The difference is individuals versus nation. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik, we know the nation. The nation is about mitzvos. We accepted the Sinai covenant precipitated on the part of the Jews an indebtedness to observe a distinctive regimen of commandments, and Hashem, as the second party of the contract, adopted them as his treasured people. Am Segula. But what did the Bris Avos give us? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, it's part, the Bris Avos apparently imparts teachings to the Jewish people by example rather than by prescription. We look at the actions and the behaviors of the Avos, and that teaches us how to act as part of the covenantal community. But it wasn't based on mitzvos, it was based on people. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain values, and he continues discussing it there, but that was the basis for the background for the following Bris, which is the Bris Sinai and the Bris Harvest Moav, which the Radak notes, that's what Yirmiyahu is talking about here. So Yamartaleim, so you should mention the Bris and just say to them, explain, Komar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem says, Arura Ish, hearkening back to Psukim at the end of Sefer Dvarim in Kisavo. Arura Ish, Asher Lo Yishmas Divrei HaBris Hazos, woe to the person, curses the person that does not listen and accept his Bris. Asher Tzivisi Yisavu Seichem, Biyomotzio Sam Eretz Mitzrayim that I commanded your forefathers on the day we left Mitzrayim. Right? Did Hashem talk to them when they left Mitzrayim? No, but it's part of the understanding. I took you out in order to become my people. Mikur HaBarzel, from the refining pot. Right? We know men, also in beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Mitzrayim is called the Kur HaBarzel. We needed to be refined in order to become the nation. Lemor, right? Darkness before light. Shimu Bekolias, Yisem Osam Kachol Asher Ani Atzav Eschem. You have to listen to everything I say. Yisem Li La'am. Right? These are psukim that sound like Sefer Dvarim. We've mentioned in the past. Sefer Dvarim is the best, is the original Sefer Musar. All of Sefer Dvarim is all about a pep talk that Moshe Rabbeinu gives, and all the great lines like, Asisi Yashva Tov, and you can do it, everything's Atarei Saladas. All of these psukim are in Sefer Dvarim. And that's what these psukim sound like. You have to keep the Torah. Laman hakim es hashvu asher nishpati la'avoseichem. You have to do it. So if you keep your part of the bargain, then I will keep mine that I swore to your forefathers. La'aseis lam eretz v'aschla b'dvash. To give them eretz Yisrael kayom hazeh. This is the deal. The Malbim points out that if we read these psukim carefully, so then there are really four different reasons that Yirmiyahu is giving for Am Yisrael having to keep and why it's a good idea to keep the bris. Number one, asher. Number one, you're obligated because of your ancestors. Number two, you owe me. This is why I took them out, like we say in the Haggadah. Right? If Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we'd still be there. Same values. Number three, right? They have to listen to my covenant and do my mitzvos, not only because the forefathers accepted it, not only because I took them out of Mitzrayim, but because I made this dependent, Tilisi, I made my part of the bargain to keep you as an Amsegula, based on that you keep my mitzvos. And finally, number four, the connection to Eretz Yisrael. Sheshvuas ha'aretz haya hatnai be'im yishmeru as divrei habris. V'chulon, he continues. And then what happens right after this? The last four words, which I didn't read, pasuk hey, va'an va'omar, amen Hashem. Right? And Yirmiyahu says, I answered amen. What does that mean, I answered amen? The Malbim says, Yirmiyahu didn't want to give them the opportunity to reject, to say no, to say we've had it. So he quickly says amen. So at least one of the parties, one of Am Yisrael accepts, so then it cannot be mufar. It cannot be rejected because someone on this side of the table agreed to it. That's why he quickly said, Amen. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Kuras Advarma Eile. Right, say these things. Bakarum! Say these things. Ba'are Yehudo, Bechutzos Yerushalayim, Lemar. You have to go out. As we've noted, that the Yirmiyahu is the Navi that goes out, right? Even though there were other Nevi'im at that time. We've mentioned the Medrash before. The Yalkut says, Yirmiyahu Haya Mishloshe Nevi'im Shenisnabu Ba'oso Ador. Yirmiyahu Tzvanya V'chul Da'ha Nevi'ah. The Medrash says, Yirmiyahu haya misnabe b'shvakim, tzvanya b'toch batei knesios, v'chulda eitzel hanashim. So there were all three. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them all, but then finally, to Yirmiyahu, you got to go outside. You're the one that goes outside to get them to follow. So it's similar to like Hakel, to like, let's awaken, let's get everybody involved, tell all the men, women, and children. Shimu es divrei b'risazos v'asisim osam, ki ha'ed ha'idosi b'avoseichem. I have gave testimony with your forefathers. Again, adding in Mitzrayim, right? We know the mitzvah of Emunah, mitzvah number one, with the Rambam and the Chinuch, when they talk about the mitzvah of Emunah, what's included in Emunah, it's A, believing Hashem is the source of all existence. Number two, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not such just a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Both the Rambam and the Chinuch and the other Rishonim mention Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's part of the mitzvah of Emunah. And it comes over and over because that's about Ashkacha. And that's about our all of our life is indebtedness to what Hashem has done for us. And therefore, it's always mentioned in this context. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Hashkein b'hoyle mar, and I've been telling you since then, Shimu b'koli. V'lo shamu. V'lo hitu as aznam. V'yelchu ish b'shrius li b'marai. Everybody's done whatever they wanted to do. V'avi aleihem es kol divrei habris hazos. But read kisavo. You know what's going to happen. V'lo asu. They haven't, they haven't done what I've commanded them to do. But then the Malbim says, what changed before? And in Yirmiyahu's door, it got one step worse. V'yomer Hashem elai nimsa kesher b'ish Yehuda. Right? There's a group of evil people, where the Mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak talk about which year, which king was did this take place in. Uba Yoshua Yushalayim, Shavu al Avonos Avosam, they've sinned. Says the Malbim, earlier was Asher Tzivisi Lazos Velo Asu. The mitzvahs asay, they didn't do the mitzvos. But it doesn't talk about violation, blatant violation of los asays. That's what's happened now. Right? We've gone from bittel asay to violations of los asay. Right? Which is obviously one step worse. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah discusses a mitzvah asay, there's a limit how much money I have to spend. A limit. But los asay, I have to give away all my money. To give away all my money, not to do a los asay. That's much worse. There's a question in the postgame, what about bris milah or karban pesach, the mitzvah asay sheish bem kares? Is that treated like an asay, like other asays, or like los asays? Okay, but either way, los asays are more chamer, obviously. So shaval avon es avosam arishonim asher mianu lishmo es dvarai, ve'bahalcha acharei elohim achirim la'avdam, it's still avodah zarah. Hey, feiru beis Yisrael, they don't want to keep the Torah. They follow others. So what's going to happen? Pasuk yud aleph, kamar Hashem, and he may be aleihem ra, asher yoluchu luchlu latzeis v'mena. You're going to have a situation where you're never going to be able to get out of. Ve'zo'aku elai, v'lo eshmalem. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. Individuals, nation, right? We learn Menashe. Right, he was listened to. Right, Hashem was choter chatira, but the reason is because there it was even a little semblance of tshuva. But here, there's nothing. They were going to call out just to save from tzara. Maybe Menashe also had that, but it wasn't so late in the history where the gzera was already nigzar against the Beis Hamikdash. Right, Menashe was earlier. That was more of an individual viata. But then says Hashem in Pasuk Yudalin, Al tispalav adam hazeh. He says to Yirmiyahu, don't daven for them. Right? Different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal understand that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't, but he was looking for him too. Here, Hashem is saying, don't. Al tispalav adam hazeh, al tisa b'adam rina v'tfila, ki eineni shomea. This key is added on by Yirmiyahu. Eineni shomea, meaning in this sefer, not in the context of earlier by Moshe. Eineni shomea beis karmelai. I'm not going to listen to you. Why? Says the Mitzudas David, because even if they would daven now, right, that wouldn't be heartfelt, and that wouldn't be accompanied with tshuva. So if I wouldn't accept their tefillah, why should I accept your tefillah? I'm not going to listen. And then we have a couple of psukim, which pashtus means the all B'nai Yisrael, Mali Diba Beisi, what is my beloved B'nai Yisrael doing in my house of the Beis HaMikdash? Asosam Zimasa Harabim, they're doing terrible Averas, Ubisar Kodesh Yavru Me'alayach, and the Kadshim, they're passing over. Right, Pasha, this is talking about B'nai Yisrael aren't acting like they deserve a Beis HaMikdash anymore, so I'm not interested. But if you look in the Gemara Maseches Menachos, these two psukim are a whole conversation between Hashem and Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu b'shas churban stands in the Beis HaMikdash. And what happens? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'shas shachar Beis HaMikdash batzor HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham, shehi omid b'Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo, ma li'yedid b'Beisi. Right? What are Yedid doing in my house? The Yedid is Avram Avinu. Amar lo, al iske b'ni basi. I've come for my children. Amar lo, banecha chatu v'galu. They've sinned. Amar lo, shema b'shogeg chatu. Avram says, maybe it was b'shogeg. Amar lo asosam azimasa. No, it was b'mezin. Amar lo shema miyutan chatu. Maybe it was only a miyut, only some of them. Amar lo harabim. No, it was the majority. Hayalach halizkar brismila. What about brismila? Amar lo basar kodesh. Basar kodesh. Not talking about kachim. It's that they tried to cover up their bris. Yavru me'alayach. Amar lo shema im him tamta lam ayachozim b'tshuva. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Amar lo kira seichi az talozi. It's not going to happen. Miyad hiniach yadav al rosho vayetzoek uboche. He cried. Avram Avinu. Amar lo shema chas v'sham ein lo takana. There's no takana. They're done. Yatsa baskol v'yamar lo. And then you have the next pasuk, which we're up to, which compares B'nai Yisrael to an olive branch. Next pasuk, Tazayin, Zayis ra'anan yefei pritoar. A Zayis ra'anan kara Hashem shemeich. Hashem called you the Zayis ra'anan. Why are we compared to an olive? So that gemara continues in Menachos Nun Gimel, saying that, you know, B'nai Yisrael, they're just like olives. Olives, when do they produce their oil? When they're crushed. When they're broken. So too, when it comes to Am Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nimshulu Yisrael Azayis Lomar Lecha, Ma Zayis Eino Motzi Shmeino Ela Ayde Ketisa, Af Yisrael Ein Chozun Lamutav Ela Ayde Yisur. And we're crushed. Again, there are other Midrashim we know. The Midrash in Shmos talks about B'nai Yisrael are compared to olives that were not mitarev, just like oil is not mitarev with other liquids. Kol ha'mashkim mitarvim, this is in Lamed Vav, beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh, in Medrash Rabbah. Kol ha'mashkim misarvim zeh bazeh. V'ashemen eino misarev, elo omeid. Kach Yisrael eino misarvim im ma'ov digachavim. Shenem rav lo tischatin bam. Or, kol ha'mashkim adam ma'arev bahem v'eino yodei eze tachin v'eze elyon. Aval shemen afil adam ma'arvo b'chol ha'mashkim sheba'olam. Hunas and Lamala, so too we come back. So Hashem says to Avraham, they're like olives, and they're going to come back at a certain time, even though right now it doesn't look good. Lakal Hamula Gedola Hitsis Ishaleha, right now there's going to be a fire. Vashem Tzvakos Hanotea Otach, Dibra Alayach Ra'ab. Hashem that planted you has spoken evil. Now says Yirmiyahu, Biglal Ro'as Beis Yisrael Lo'Beis Yehuda, because of Yisrael, the 10 tribes, Yehuda, the 2 tribes, Asher Asu Lamach Yiseini Lekater Ba Ba'al, because of that. And the Navi continues and says, Va'ani, now he gets to the personal, Vashem Hodi Ani Vo'eda'a, Hashem let me know, and now I know, because I might not have known it clearly myself, Ani Pasig Yotes, Kekeves Aluf, Yuval litvach, right? I am like a sheep that is being brought to the slaughter. V'lo yadati, like a sheep is going to be killed. That's what would have happened. They wanted to assassinate me. Ki alai chashvu machshavos, they thought machshavos about me. Nashchisa eitz belachmo. Let us destroy the tree belachmo. What does that mean? Tree poison, says Rashi, quoting the Targum, Nir me sama demosa b'michle. They wanted to put poison in his food. The Radak explains they were going to do it in a way that he wouldn't be killed for a couple of days. So nobody would really know, right? To do it in public, they weren't maybe on that level like the earlier generations when they killed the other Navi, Zachariah. But here, right, they were going to kill him because they just had enough of his rebuke. V'nech risenu me'eretz achayim, will cut you from eretz achayim, u'shmo lo yizachar od, and his name will not be remembered. Again, it won't be a public assassination where he'll be remembered. It'll just fade off into the oblivion. V'Hashem tzvakos shofet tzedek, bochen kloyos v'alev, but Hashem is the shofet tzedek, he knows. I will see Nekama from them. Because Hashem revealed to me what they were trying to do. Even though they told me. Maybe he didn't take it seriously. Maybe he didn't think they would do it. But Hashem revealed to it. Hashem says to the Anshei Anatot, where Yirmiyahu was from. They were the ones. Hamavakshem is nafshachal emar. Lo si navi b'shem Hashem. No, you won't be misnavi b'shem Hashem. They were screaming at him. V'lo tamus b'yadeinu. Right? They were screaming at him. Right? You're not gonna make a nevuah like that. Lochein Kamar will take care of you. So Hashem says, Hineni Poked Elehem, I will punish them. Habachurim Yamusu Bacherev, Bnei Avonasem Yamusa Barav. They're all gonna die. The children, the She'eris, Lotielam, they won't have any She'eris. At this point, this is what Yirmiyahu says. The Mefarshim should point out there were a few people that came back, but either way, the ones that had this plan were going to be punished. In the Sefer HaYikarim, in Maamar Daled, Perek Tezvav talks about whenever, like here, Yirmiyahu and other Nevi'im are mitzlonein David HaMelech, right? Eplon Abiyad Hashem ki Rabim Rachmav, Oviyad Adam Alapola, right? Really, quoting that we say it in the Tehillim, and we say it in Tachnun, says the Sefer Yikarim. It's not like these Nevi'im were complaining that there was going to be a Tzadik V'ra'al Rasha V'Tovlo per se, even when Moshe Rabbeinu complained about it. It was just that the Chil Hashem element, that's what they were most bothered by. They knew Hashem was Tzadik V'Yashar, but it was the Chil Hashem element. If I'm killed, they said, based from these Rishon, that people are going to think that the less din, the less dayan. V'luli ashkach elokita yinofu biyadam, says the Sefer Yikarim. Lo lefi she'eno mishpat yashar, she'yasa Hashem in Arasha. El lefi she'mevi es ha'anashim lachshod mishpatei Hashem yizbarach. It's all about the fact that there was going to be Achil Hashem, that was the problem. One final point, and that is, these Ashi Anatot, they were Chayim Misa, obviously, because it was attempted murder, but also, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, pay tests, if somebody's Mevatir al Divrei Navi, they don't listen to a Navi, so then they're Chayim Misa Dei Shemayim. So obviously, Yirmiyahu was talking to them, what they do, they rejected what he said. That itself is Chayim Misa Dei Shemayim, right? And that's the Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa, that we have to listen to a Navi, once one is proved to be a Navi, and if we don't, then there is an Isser Chiyav Misa. That's the Sefer HaChinuch counts this mitzvah in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tezayin, Nitzavinu Lishmoa Bekol Kol Navi, Meyan Navi Bechol Mashi Yitzavenu, Vafili Yitzavo Usono Lassos Behefech Mitzvah Achas, Mina Mitzvos, Chutz Biyavod Azara, right? We have to listen to him, Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, and others. The Menachas Chinuch there quotes the discussion of the Achronim on that mitzvah relating to, so why, whenever we do an Avera, we're not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a Navi. So why don't we violate this Isser? So he explains that only maybe if you do it Lahachis, L'shem, you want to undermine the power of the Navi. That's one answer. The other answer given by other Achronim is that there's a difference between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah Moshe, that's not called his Nevuah. That's the Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu gave a specific Nevuah in something, that would be included in the Isser. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue. But this was Perek Yud Aleph.